This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The windy, rainy weather in the Northeast is fouling up a lot of plans. There are flood warnings, power outages, some airline cancellations, and some school closings. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The powerful coastal storm continues to bring heavy rain from eastern New York into southern Canada and gusty winds from the mid-Atlantic through New England, with snow forecast from the Great Lakes to western Pennsylvania into interior New York. Tens of thousands are without power in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, according to PowerOutage.us. Motorists stranded by floodwaters in South Carolina's Georgetown community had to be rescued, according to authorities. More than 9 inches of rain fell between Charleston and Myrtle Beach. In Florida, several outdoor celebrations had to be canceled because of the wind and rain. I'm Julie Walker.
Southwest Airlines is paying millions to the feds over a meltdown last holiday season. Southwest had canceled thousands of flights because of a winter storm. President Biden and the First Lady are fine, but a car smashed into a parked SUV that was guarding President Biden's motorcade last night in Wilmington, Delaware. The AP's Jennifer King.
Secret Service personnel surrounded the vehicle with weapons drawn. The New York Times reports the agency issued a statement saying there was no protective interest associated with this event, meaning they believe the crash was accidental and the driver didn't know Mr. Biden was there. The Wilmington Police Department says no one was injured. Investigators are working to determine if impairment was a factor. Jennifer King, Washington.
Russian President Putin's presented his documents this morning to register as a candidate in the 2024 presidential election. Pope Francis has approved allowing priests to bless same-sex couples. The Pope says those seeking God's love and mercy shouldn't be subject to an exhaustive moral analysis to get it. This is AP News. Now to the war between Israel and Hamas.
The hostage crisis remains unresolved as Israel grinds on with its offensive against Hamas militants. Hamas and other militants are still holding an estimated 129 captives after most of the rest were freed in return for Israel's release of 240 Palestinian prisoners during a truce last month. Hamas says no more hostages will be released until the war ends. More than 18,700 Palestinians have been killed, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run territory, which has said most are women and minors and that thousands more are buried under the rubble. I'm Charles Dillon.
Israel says 127 of its soldiers have been killed in the Gaza ground offensive. It says it has killed thousands of militants without providing evidence. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Israel today. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.